What began as intimate gatherings of just a dozen shareholders in the early 1980s has transformed into an annual pilgrimage drawing over 40,000 investors to Omaha, Nebraska. They come not just for investment tips, but for a deeper education, what Warren Buffett aptly calls Woodstock for capitalists. The University of Berkshire Hathaway captures 30 years of wisdom from these legendary meetings, offering insights from two extraordinary minds navigating bubbles, crashes, and economic transformations while building history's greatest business empire. What makes this collection so valuable isn't just the investment principles, but witnessing the evolution of Buffett and Munger's thinking across decades. Their framework combines deceptive simplicity with profound depth, a rare combination that has produced one of the most remarkable wealth creation stories in history. At its heart, value investing is wonderfully straightforward. Find the gap between price and value. Think of it like shopping for groceries. You want to pay $5 for $10 worth of goods. The market, with its manic depressive swings, regularly creates these opportunities. But what separates Buffett from other disciples of Benjamin Graham is his evolution beyond strict quantitative analysis. While Graham focused primarily on balance sheets and tangible assets, Buffett developed an extraordinary ability to identify and value the intangibles, management talent, brand power, and competitive moats. This approach deliberately ignores what most investors obsess over: interest rates, economic forecasts, technical charts, and market cycles. Instead, it focuses solely on business fundamentals and maintaining a substantial margin of safety. As Buffett puts it, when you build a bridge, you insist it can carry 30,000 pounds, but you only drive 10,000-pound trucks across it. Perhaps most importantly, successful investing requires the right temperament more than raw intelligence, the discipline to wait for the rare, compelling opportunity rather than swinging at everything that comes along. Berkshire's evolution from struggling New England textile mill to global powerhouse is one of capitalism's most extraordinary stories. Buffett's acquisition began with irritation over perceived chiseling on a stock repurchase, a decision he later called monumentally stupid given textiles' poor economics. What saved this terrible business was Buffett's capital allocation genius. Instead of reinvesting in declining textile operations, he redirected cash flow toward acquiring better businesses. The crucial 1967 purchase of National Indemnity introduced Buffett to float, money held between premium collection and claim payment that could be invested. This float has grown from $17 million to over $70 billion today, becoming Berkshire's wealth compounding engine. Unlike traditional leverage with interest payments and deadlines, insurance float provides capital that, in Berkshire's case, actually generates underwriting profits while awaiting potential claims. GEICO demonstrates Berkshire's competitive advantage approach. Its direct-to-consumer model eliminates agent commissions, creating a sustainable cost advantage. Under Berkshire, GEICO's market share grew from 2.5% in 1995 to nearly 10% today. Meanwhile, Berkshire's reinsurance operations deliberately tackle massive risks competitors avoid, writing policies with potential billion-dollar exposures. Discipline defines Berkshire's insurance operations. They increase business when prices rise and contract when prices fall below rational levels, once allowing premium volume to shrink by 80%. This patience requires ignoring industry norms and Wall Street expectations, creating a structural advantage as Buffett invests these funds while competitors maintain more conservative portfolios. The math is extraordinary. From 1965 to 2015, Berkshire's per-share book value grew at 19.4% annually versus 9.9% for the S&P 500, including dividends. This performance reflects Buffett's disciplined approach to opportunity cost, allocating each dollar to its highest risk-adjusted return. Corporations have five options for capital: reinvest in the business, acquire other businesses, pay down debt, pay dividends, or repurchase shares. Buffett consistently makes optimal choices among these alternatives. He targets businesses with consistent earning power, good returns on equity, minimal debt, simple business models, and honest management, all while patiently waiting for the right opportunity. As Berkshire grew to hundreds of billions in market value, its strategy evolved. Initially, Buffett focused on capital-light businesses, generating cash without requiring reinvestment. Later, he shifted toward capital-intensive businesses like railroads and utilities that could absorb billions in investment at reasonable returns. Throughout, he maintained focus on intrinsic business value, creating a compounding machine delivering extraordinary returns for decades. The longevity of successful businesses stems from what Buffett and Munger call economic moats, sustainable competitive advantages protecting businesses from competition. Munger describes the ideal business as having a wide and long-lasting moat around a terrific castle with an honest lord. These moats take various forms, being the low-cost producer, Geico, Costco, powerful brands commanding consumer loyalty and premium pricing, Coca-Cola, See's Candy, network effects, American Express, where merchant acceptance and consumer usage reinforce each other, and scale advantages, Burlington Northern Santa Fe Railroad, with irreplaceable assets that would cost multiples of their market value to replicate. As Buffett and Munger have aged, questions arise about whether Berkshire's extraordinary culture can survive their departure. Berkshire's approach centers on radical decentralization. Unlike typical corporations with extensive oversight, Berkshire operates with minimal headquarters staff and maximum subsidiary autonomy, what Munger calls decentralization to the point of abdication. This attracts owner-oriented managers who value independence and long-term thinking. Trust forms another cornerstone. Buffett operates without extensive contracts, preferring people with integrity. We look for three things: intelligence, energy, and integrity. If they don't have the last one, the first two will kill you. This trust extends to shareholders, whom Buffett treats as partners with remarkable transparency. Berkshire has become a destination for business owners looking to sell. Its reputation for keeping acquired businesses intact, retaining management teams, and preserving successful cultures creates a unique acquisition advantage. While acknowledging that Berkshire's growth will inevitably slow due to its size, both Buffett and Munger believe their fundamental approach will endure for decades. The University of Berkshire Hathaway offers more than investment advice. It provides a framework for thinking about business, risk, and life. Through annual meetings, Buffett and Munger have shared insights on decision-making, learning, and creating lasting value. Their approach emphasizes rational thinking over emotional reactions. As Buffett notes, the most important quality for an investor is temperament, not intellect. This psychological discipline, being fearful when others are greedy and greedy when others are fearful, has helped them capitalize on market extremes. Both advocate lifelong learning across disciplines, with Munger's latter work of mental models drawing from psychology, mathematics, biology, and engineering. They prove that success and integrity reinforce each other. Their reputation for fair dealing has attracted opportunities that might otherwise be unavailable, creating a virtuous cycle of trust and performance. In a world obsessed with complexity and quick fixes, Buffett and Munger remind us that fundamental principles endure despite changing circumstances. While technology and economic conditions evolve, the core elements of success remain consistent. Focus on value. Think long-term, maintain financial strength, partner with quality people, and stay within your circle of competence. These lessons extend beyond investment to living more meaningful lives.